job on the radio, saving up money for the fiddle and a boogie. Do the radio boogie all over the dial. Saw the kid in red eyed Memphis, Tennessee style.
Started going back to Tim's hometown of Wheeling, West Virginia. We got to play on the WWVA Jamboree with Freddie Hart. Yeah. What's his big hit? Easy Lovin'. That's right. Freddie Hart, that was really kind of an amazing thing for us to play on the Jamboree. They have a little show after the big radio show upstairs, where it's also a live broadcast from a little club at the same building, and it's a bar, and we got to play, and it's still this big broadcast, and it was our first time in that part of the world, and we go to play our first song, and Tim breaks his string, Charles steps up to the mic, breaks his string, Pete steps up, breaks his string. National radio broadcast. Fun. So it was the first electric bass solo in bluegrass history took place. Right then. Anyway, that's when we met this guy. He's a great songwriter. His name is J.D. Hutcherson. He wrote this one Charles is going to sing for you called Ain't I Been Good to You.